Oh, that is a lovely suit, isn't it, sir? Yes. Yeah, it's ooh, nice. Yeah. Suit you, sir, suit like that. Oh!
Suddenly feeling very underdressed, because it seems that the mainstay of office attire, the good old-fashioned suit, is making a comeback from ultimate fighters like Conor McGregor, who will of course be taking his suit off when he does battle in the O2 in Dublin this evening, to those wrestling with 9-to-5 office environments. It seems that everyone is fond of the three-piece suit. We sent our own Dapper Dan, Liam Geraghty, out onto the streets of Cork and Dublin to find out more.
See a lovely decanter over here.
Okay, so
this is very Mad Men-esque.
This is very Mad Men-esque. We've got a nice, some leather chairs, desks, and all our fabrics. When the suit's good, we shake hands and you can have a brandy. or some of our regulars who just come in and just take a swig.
At a time when trendy offices and dressing down at work seems to be all the rage, Wayne Green, co-owner of Salinger's Bespoke Tailors in Cork, says the versatility of the humble suit is making a comeback.
Back in the 1920s, everyone wore a suit. And yeah, it is very uniform and we have so many different styles and tastes now. But when everyone was dressed up, suit, tie, the collar bars, the little accessories, everybody looks great.
And though we might not like to admit it, Wayne says One Direction might just be the reason for the resurgence in modern dandies.
Well, Ireland, I think no one just wants to say X Factor and a lot of 17-year-old guys are inspiring us to dress a bit better. But that's my theory, whether it's right or wrong.
But Sinead Doyle, course director at the National Tailoring Academy in Dublin, says that suits have always reflected changes in society.
It was a period of austerity. It was just after the Great Fire of London. King Charles II instructed his court to dress in more sombre colours, to not be joyous and frivolous. And that's something through periods of austerity you see through history. That spread through the French Revolution. You saw a big thing where people dressed more in the English style and the country style and dressed less and less like the kind of people in the court who were dressing very ridiculously extravagantly. And if you were wearing the wrong clothes and you were too dressed up, you'd basically get killed, you'd be beheaded.
Well, that's one trend we're all glad to see the back of. But as a designer herself, what does Sinead make of the hoodies and jeans populating our streets and offices?
Well, personally, I'd agree with the designer Tom Ford, who said dressing well is a form of good manners. And I like to see people dress for the workplace in an appropriate way. One rule of thumb people always say, though, is don't wear a more expensive suit than the person who's going to be hiring you or the boss. So if you're working at a mid-level company, don't go in your €8,000 bespoke suit. As long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it out on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things.
All pressed up in black. By the River Lee in Cork, we met bespoke tailor Brian O'Gorman on his way to fit a client.
So this whole stretch of the city is a lovely part of the world. I was born and reared 300 metres down the road from here. So it has a great feel from my point of view as well.
Having been raised in a tailoring family, it was no surprise that Brian grew up to run his own clothing factory, a factory which he loved.
And the buzz was something else. You're talking about machines going, a full belt. You had pressers working flat out with steam going everywhere. And then you had the design rooms, which were interesting. That's where all the arguments took place.
What kind of arguments?
We won't go into that.
Brian says the oil crisis of 1973 hit the industry hard.
That actually jettisoned a huge problem in labour-intensive industries in Ireland, Britain, etc. And by the early 80s, most of the large companies had folded.
The suits once created by factories in Ireland are now supplied by workers in Hong Kong and China. But Brian believes that this may change in the future.
The large-scale influx of imports into countries here with the footprint that entails in terms of carbon, that should eventually bring people back to looking at manufacturing again in this country.
Back in the Tailoring Academy, Sinead says her expertise has come in handy in everyday life.
I brought my boyfriend for his first suit shopping trip not so long ago, and it was really an eye-opener for me. He tried on a jacket, thought it fit perfectly. The sleeve head was collapsing in, fabric was kind of bad quality, there were creases where there shouldn't be creases, there were tucks in at the sleeve head. Well, he told me he would have bought the first one he tried on if I wasn't with him, and I don't think he would have ever realised that everything was wrong with it.
The poor guy, could he not go and buy his own suit?